League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Joanne Hart, investment editor at The Mail on Sunday. Writes the weekly column, the Midas column, of course, recommending shares, bonds, other investments to millions of readers. And Joanne, thanks for joining me again. You all right?
Yes, lovely to be here, Justin.
Yeah, well, it's I'm just looking at the markets. They've been really tough over the last month or so. And I know a lot of companies you talk about are smaller companies. I find those companies more exciting. You know, it's like these companies with new ideas moving forward. And that end of the market, the AIM-ALL shares, hit a new low. You know, October, it hit a low of 775. It's now gone down to 750. So it's been a tough time. But there are some, diamonds in the rough there. And I did notice I chatted to Larry Zulch, which is CEO of Infinity Energy Systems, and you covered them. And I thought, that's good, because this is a very exciting company. It's one of these companies, and I said before, you know, it's possible to find sort of world leaders on the junior market, you know, in the UK. And that, to me, is an exceptional opportunity, you know. And in fact, explain Infinity, if you could, Joanne, because I know about them, but explain for people not familiar, if you could.
Absolutely. So most people are familiar with lithium ion batteries. Those are the batteries which everyone's talking about, because we'll need loads and loads of them for electric vehicles. But they're not as familiar with vanadium flow batteries. And vanadium batteries are made of an element called vanadium. They're very different, because they can store power for much, much longer. And they're also they're more stable. So lithium batteries, I wasn't aware of this, but they are liable to catch fire. They don't do it very often, but there is lithium is very flammable. And there have been some horrible cases of batteries catching fire and setting bikes aflame and such like.
Yeah, did you say that? Sorry, John. Did you say, actually, it's very relevant today, because a horrible story about an e-bike is likely to be the cause of a Cambridge fire that killed mother and children. Now, that's, you know, that's lithium ion batteries. And you imagine when you're storing masses of these, they can overheat. And that's the difference between that. So it does happen. I mean, it doesn't happen very often. But when it does, the consequences are awful. Because, like I say, people are charging these kind of things overnight and they can heat up, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, there have been that Cambridge case is horrific, and there have been others. And when you look at the way lithium batteries are stored, there is a lot of emphasis on safe storage and da 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 da, and barricading them off and all the rest of it. But vanadium flow batteries are different, because they don't catch fire, and they also last for years and years and years, unlike lithium batteries. Anybody who's got a mobile phone or a computer will know that the battery life kind of wears out. Vanadium flow batteries aren't like that, but it's this this long storage capacity which marks them out. And Invinity is, as you say, Justin, a world leader. So what it means is that when as we kind of move into more and more focus on renewable energy, and as we all know, looking out my window today, the sun doesn't shine every day, the wind doesn't blow every day. So you need this sort of long-term durable storage to take the power when it's very windy or very sunny, store it and then release it on days when or at times when the wind isn't blowing or the sun isn't shining. And actually in the UK there's a particularly another kind of angle to this, because I only found this out when I was researching Invinity, but apparently, as we know, most of the wind power in this country is generated in Scotland, but a lot of the demand comes in the south, and there aren't sufficient piping or cables to power to take that wind from the north to the south. So quite often, wind generators are actually paid not to, paid, but they don't actually supply their wind. So there are billions of pounds wasted every year because the wind energy isn't actually distributed to where it's needed, because there aren't the cables aren't the infrastructure isn't right. No. So vanadium flow batteries could help to alleviate this issue. And Invinity is doing really well. They're winning contracts, not just here, but also all over the US and in Australia. And I mean, they had a bit of a troubled birth, but I think that they're really going places.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is, like you say, the lithium ion, there's a little bit of difference. They're more power dense lithium ion, so you can have more power in a smaller space, which suits mobile phones and even electric cars. But when you want big power and you want it for long periods of time, and you talk about national grids and big companies who need this, you know, it's basically vanadium is what you use, because, like you say, you can last for 25 years, and that's the lifespan of like a wind turbine or a solar panel or whatever. So it matches that nicely. And in fact, if you look at the cost level, the levelized cost of storage here, vanadium wins out over that period, a longer period. And if we are talking about sustainable in a future, then you've got to have batteries that you don't have to renew every 5 years. You know, it will last for 25 years. And you see a lot of governments are now investing in this, aren't they? Loads. I mean, they did just landed a contract, haven't they, with UK government worth 30 million. These are big contracts. Like I said, but you won't see vanadium in. And also, you know, just the cost of it is coming down. Like I said, lithium is a bit of they're competing on different markets here, because there's lots of EVs that want lithium, so the price of that has shot up, whereas vanadium is quite prevalent, like copper pretty much. It's everywhere. And so they say that you said there they did have a problem start, because it's quite a capital-intense business, isn't it? And that provides a high barrier to entry, by the way. You know, to get into this business and start doing that, you need a lot of money, and they've burned a lot of money in R&D for many, many years, but now they're at the point of inflection. And like I said, they've got this new did you read about this new sort of generation battery coming out, which was a deal with Siemens as well, and that brings the cost even lower, and that's where they're going to start being profitable in the next few years now. So they are at that, after, you know, almost, I think, over 10 years of research and development developing this, they've literally now hit this point where in the next couple of years they're going to start being profitable. Like I say, any other company that tries to start now, it'll take them years and years and years of R&D to get there, but these guys have. But
the other point about Invinity is that they have just landed this contract with Siemens, or a subsidiary of Siemens. So that is alongside these government contracts, is another kind of really big commercial endorsement of the technology that they deploy. So I think they're a winner.
Yeah, no, definitely. People will see the amount of research and development and expertise in this company. Like, it's been going for years and years, and it takes that amount of time and money to get to this point now where they are. Like, the next couple of years will be very exciting, because it's all sort of taken off them. And of course, the background of this, you've got most governments around the world adopting, you know, renewable energy, and that energy needs to be stored, a long-term storage, and vanadium seems the answer. Okay, well, excellent stuff. So what's next then? Thor Explorations. I've tracked these guys as well on the podcast, but take me through Thor, if you could, Joanne.
Yes, so Thor is a gold explorer in Nigeria. And you might think, why would I ever go near any kind of miner in Nigeria? Difficult country, lots of risks. And this is exactly what occurred to Segun Lawson, who is the founder of the company, who born and raised in Nigeria, but educated over here, and did a geology degree and thought to himself, why is it that the country I come from, there's no mining? And then he did a bit of metaphorical digging and found out that actually Nigeria had been a huge mining region until oil and gas were discovered. And then all the kind of focus was shifted to oil and gas, somewhat controversially. But he discovered that actually there's a lot of artisanal mining still going on in the country. And he decided to do some further investigations. Anyway, he's ended up with a gold mine a couple of hours drive from Lagos, so sort of well positioned, and it's up and running. And he's had it's been a tumultuous 10 years for somebody who wasn't even in the mining business until he sort of got into this thing. But he's now it's now a profitable gold mine. It's relatively low cost. And he's really proven that he can do it. And I think it's going places. They've got a Senegalese mine. They've actually also found lithium nearby, talking of batteries. And I think that the business has been undervalued, and it should go places.
Yeah. No, I really liked when I chatted to the guy on the podcast there, but and I know it's got quite a few followers on, you know, on social media, and the share price has really come down. But literally, in the last, I'd say it had a massive rise in December last year, like 107%, and then it's come down a little bit. But it seems to have hit a bottom there now, because the previous low was below that, and so even though it's come back off that, it's at higher lows pretty much. So yeah, it seems to have bottomed out a bit, the chart. So. There you go. And finally then, Joanne, BP Marsh. I've sort of heard of this company, but I don't know what they do.
Yes, it's run by a man called Brian Marsh, hence the name. He's 82, and it's an insurance business of sorts. They buy niche insurance companies, they invest in them, and then they help them and sell them at a profit some years later, or participate in their sales. So it's a little bit like a sort of insurance focused quoted private equity firm, except that they leave the management in place. They just invest in the businesses. And because this guy, Brian Marsh, who is, as I say, now 82, he's been in insurance his entire life. He knows what he's doing. Insurance is quite a club-like business. Everyone knows everyone. So if you're kind of part of the club, then you get to see lots of opportunities before they come onto the market. And he's got a very, very good track record of spotting winners. And it's not kind of, you know, not the sort of home and car and pet insurance. Those aren't the sorts of areas that BP Marsh tends to get involved in. It's much more complex, sort of complex insurance things, like insuring trucks in the US, or insuring cargo, these types of businesses that you need
specialist,
real expertise. And I think the shares should do really well and have already done well.
Yeah, they have. Fair play. I mean, if you look at experience, I bet there's no one more experienced in the industry than Brian himself, is there? 82.
But, yeah, and still a share of the company. I mean, I think he's slightly, you know, he's not as, you know, he isn't as active as he used to be, but he's got a very good team that have kind of come up there with him and younger. And I think that, you know, the track record of the business is really good. For instance, in the past 6 years, they've disposed of six businesses where they invested £27 million initially in those businesses, and they've made more than £93 million when they were sold. Yeah. So, you know, that shows he knows his onions.
Yeah.
And they've got good dividends as well.
That's good. Well, yeah, it's a, you know, what is it? 200 and... Was it the 30 million market cap? I think it was no, 147 million market cap. But the share price has rallied from the Das for Cash crash in March. It went down to like 137. But barring that, it's been about around about £2, £2.50. But it's literally in the last, you know, a couple of weeks, it's gone to £4. So it's done very well. So yeah, Why is that? Is that because your coverage, Joanne? Maybe your Midas touch?
My coverage may have helped, but even so, it's still trading at below its net asset value. And the net asset value most recently was came out at £5.17 a share. So perhaps the market is sort of just coming to realise that it's not, you know, that trading at such a big discount is just foolish.
Yeah. Okay, marvellous stuff. Well, three ideas there. Thanks for that, as always, Joanne, and speak soon. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.